You're listening to the Options Insider Radio Network. For more quality options programs, visit www.theoptionsinsider.com or search for Options Insider Radio Network in your podcast provider of choice. Listeners can also access all of our programming through our mobile app, available in iTunes and on Google Play. Don't forget to follow along with your favorite programs and submit your own questions for the hosts at twitter.com/options, facebook.com/theoptionsinsider, or via questions@theoptionsinsider.com.
This is the Option Industry Council's Wide World of Options. Before we start today's show, investors should know that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. OIC makes no recommendation with respect to any financial firm. OIC does not make any warranty as to the accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the continued availability or existence of information created or maintained by others. Multiple leg strategies involve multiple commission charges. Opinions and strategies expressed by others are not necessarily those of OIC, nor does OIC endorse, warrant, or guarantee products, services, or information described or offered by such firms. Commissions, fees, margins, interest, and taxes have not been included in any of the examples used in this show. These costs impact the outcome of all stock and options transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential consequences. None of the information presented in this show should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell security or to provide investment advice. Welcome to the Options Industry Council's Wide World of Options. OIC was created in 1992 to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. And the Wide World of Options radio show is one of the ways the message is spread. OIC also offers a variety of other resources to those interested in learning more about options, including webinars, podcasts, and live events. For more information, check out optionseducation.org. Now, here's your host, OIC's Director of Individual Investor Education, Joe Burgoyne.
Welcome to OIC's Wide World of Options. Thanks for joining us for today's show. Let's get started first with Strategy Spotlight.
It's time to break down the latest option strategies. That means it's time for Strategy Spotlight.
Joining us today for Strategy Spotlight is Ed Modler, Director of Retail Education at OIC. Welcome, Ed.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Good to be here.
Hey, I know you've got a new role at OIC. How about if we start with you telling our listeners maybe about your background in the industry first? You could talk about what you've been doing at OCC, OIC for the last few years, and then maybe get into your new role. Go for it.
Yeah, sure. I'm really excited about this. After I graduated from the University of Illinois with a degree in finance in 1997, I've been in the options industry ever since, starting on the trading floors in Chicago and New York. I studied and learned options for a full 12 months before I ever traded one, working with Blair Hull and his trading group. I was in the pits for about 4 or 5 years before the industry quickly moved into the electronic environment. And I was an online trader, mostly day trading or short-term trading futures stocks and options for the better part of 10 years before moving into the service side of the business. That started as a futures broker. That industry had some hiccups back in 2010 and 11. So I slowly moved into the education and support side, teamed up with OCC and OIC in 2014. I was managing the investor services team most recently. We worked with individual investors and financial advisors, trading firms, exchanges, data vendors, anyone across the industry that needed assistance with any product cleared by OCC. Really excited about my new role. As you mentioned, Joe, I will be now focusing on the individual investor and retail education, working with those investors directly and with firms who have clients that are looking for education on options. So that'll be online, in person, audio, whatever it takes, whatever venue and avenue we can do and utilize to get to those investors. That's what I'll be focused on in this new role, and I can't wait to get started with it.
Well, there's no time like the present. I know you're going to do a great job in that role. And, you know, one other, I think, part of that new role is actually exciting for me as well, Ed, is after today's Why World of Options show, I know you'll be taking over as part of your new role as host of this program, which we've been doing for a little over 3 years. I think it'll be absolutely fantastic to give the show a new voice and perspective. And, you know, I'm guessing you'll probably have a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, this is perhaps the thing I'm looking forward to most. I know the audience is huge, and it's global. It's growing around the world, and I really can't wait to be an integral part of the show moving forward.
Well, you know, I think, how about if today we, you know, we kind of go through the strategy spotlight segment. I know, you know, as a longtime educator here in the industry, it might be a good way to kind of pass the torch. So, you know, I know you had an idea of a strategy. You were talking about maybe a three-way even money spread. You want to talk to our listeners about what you're thinking about?
Yeah, sure. Like any other strategy, this starts with your market outlook. And I would say this three-way spread would be aggressively bullish or aggressively bearish. Either way, you can utilize this strategy. And what it involves is combining two different strategies. Most listeners are probably familiar with the outright option, the long call or the long put as an outright trade. This strategy combines that with a vertical credit spread. The objective here would be to neutralize or mitigate the cost associated with buying that outright option. That helps you with your theta exposure and maybe makes investors a little more comfortable to take on that directional move or that market look in one direction with significant profit potential by getting a credit on the other side and not having to be too concerned with that natural time decay you tend to see when option buyers are a little concerned about their timing and magnitude of the move that they're expecting.
Well, I think, you know, you're laying that out nice and clearly. How about if we, well, you know, our favorite stock here at OIC, of course, is XYZ. How about if maybe you pick a couple strike prices around XYZ and, you know, let our listeners understand, you know, different strikes that you may choose?
Yeah, sure. And I'm going to focus on the bullish side to this. So this would be the long call or an investor who's looking for a big move to the upside in a stock. And I'll walk through a couple of examples with different numbers. For example, if you have a stock XYZ trading at $75 a share, and you are very confident that this stock is going to move higher in the near term, and let's put a time frame on that of 6 months. You're looking for a big move. Well, it's very common to think right away that the long call position would fit that nicely because you have all of that upside potential for the stock to continue to move higher. However, buying a call costs money, and if you're not correct on the timing and the magnitude of that move, theta starts to eat away at you, and paying for options can be painful if you're not correct on your market outlook. So in addition to buying call, you sell a put spread. In this case, stock's at 75. So we're going to start with the put spread side, going a little bit out of the money, selling the 70 put and buying the 60 put. So we're going 10 points wide on our put strikes, and we can receive about, let's say, $4 to sell that put spread. In addition to that, we'll add the long call side to it and reach up to the 85 strike call and pay $4 for that. So we receive a $4 credit on the spread. We pay $4 on the call side, and that comes out to even money. So now we've got three different legs to this position, and you can really think of them as two sides, a put spread and a call. A risk is to the downside. If the stock were to drop and that put spread goes in the money, that's where we would stand to lose. What I'm going to draw attention to here is just how far out of the money we are. The 70 put compared to our current levels is just over 6%. If the stock drops below 70, that's where we would start to mount losses. So you're looking at about a 7% move to the downside before we would start to see losses. And of course, I'm speaking in terms of at expiration. So that's a fairly large move to the downside where we'd have to be completely wrong before we would start to see losses. On the upside, we're going kind of far. We're about 13% out of the money at that 85 strike. But again, as we said, step one is our market outlook, and we're aggressively bullish here. We're looking for a large move in the share price. So we're okay with going up that high and possibly seeing a large move in the stock or maybe even scaling out of that position if we see a smaller move, but in the near term. So that would be on a stock around $75 a share. If we look at another example, let's say, it's interesting because
I was just going to say, before we go to another example, how about if we dissect this one a little bit? So let's look the risk side. Let's talk risk.
Okay.
Is it defined risk or unlimited risk in the strategy?
Okay, very important to note. I'm glad you asked that because it is defined risk. And the investor can choose how much that risk is going to be. The total amount of risk in this strategy is going to be the width of your put strikes. Let's think about the put spread side of this for just a minute. If we sold the 70-60 put spread for $4, we receive $4, and that width of spread is $10 wide. It's fairly simple arithmetic to say that your risk there would be the difference between the strikes minus the credit received, or $6. But in this case, with the three-way, we spent that credit on the call. So we don't have a net credit to deal with. So our risk here is the entire width of that put spread, that full $10. And that is really what you give up in this strategy versus, say, the long call outright. Your risk is going to be larger. In this case, our risk is $10. If we just bought the 85 call outright and didn't deal with the put spread, we'd have $4 at risk. However, we would lose that at expiration with the stock anywhere below 85. With this three-way, we don't lose anything unless the stock drops below 70. That's the advantage and disadvantage from a risk perspective.
Okay, really clearly explained. So our risk in this three-way combination, and this is the bullish side of the three-way, is going to be the difference between the strikes on the put spread side. In your example, it's the $10, but if we've got a $5 differential, that's going to be the difference, and that's going to be the risk. Okay. That's clear. Let's see. And well, why don't you give another example, and then I'll maybe get, you know, maybe we'll bring up this discussion of time. But, you know, go for example number two.
Sure. Let's say we have an ETF. Of course, we're going to use symbol XYZ again. The ETF's trading around $300 a share. And again, we're going to stick on the bullish side with going long calls and short put spread. So again, going a little bit out of the money, ETF at 300, we'll sell the 290 puts and we'll buy the 270 puts. We're going a little wider here and we're selling that spread for $8. At 290 put, the point where we start to give back and experience losses is just over 3% out of the money for reference. And now we'll reach up to the 315 strike and pay $8 for that. Now these options are all 1 year till expiration. And at the 315 strike, paying the same amount as the credit we received gets us our even money spread, the 315s being only 5% out of the money. So choosing different strikes here on an ETF at 300, we need a greater than 5% move to get this underlying in the money, and we need almost a 4% move for us to start experience losses. So again, ETF at 300, we're selling the 290, 270 put spread and buying the 315 call simultaneously all at once for even money going 1 year out. And as long as the ETF stays above 290 by expiration, we experience no losses at all. If it does rally, then we can start managing the position, maybe holding on to it through expiration. If it's up greater than 5%, our option is in the money on the call side, and we experience profits. And, of course, we could always manage that if we see an opportunity to before expiration.
Pretty sure our listeners probably know the risk in this spread, given the prior conversation, but you want to just define the risk in this particular three-way?
Yeah, sure. Again, so even money, so we're not dealing with a credit or a debit up front. Our risk is to the downside. We're short the 290 put. As soon as that goes in the money, we'll experience losses at expiration. Our potential greatest loss would be if the entire put spread is in the money. That's the 290 and 270 strikes. So that would be a 20-point wide spread or $2,000 total risk per spread, and that's about 10% drop. And again, we're aggressively bullish, so we'd have to be very wrong. A greater than 10% drop would leave us with the maximum loss of $2,000, and that's in comparison with the outright call purchase. I think it's fair to compare this three-way with buying a call outright. Those are really the two comparisons I'm making. The 315 call would cost $8 or $800. That's your max loss. Doing this three-way increases that up to $2,000. That's fairly significant. But again, the prices, you don't lose the maximum amount on the three-way until you get down to 270 in the underlying, whereas at expiration, if you just buy the call, anything under 315, and you experience those losses. So there's your trade-off on prices.
Okay. Again, explained well, Ed. Still focusing on risk, because, you know, that's the downside. How do you go about picking the strikes that you want to be short? You know, in this example, we're obviously talking put spread. So how do you go about picking those strike prices? To me, that seems extremely important because that's where the risk is.
Yeah, it's paramount. Your market outlook is going to help you do that. We know that as soon as the stock goes below your short strike price, that's where losses are going to mount. So the higher you go in strike price on your put side, the more aggressive you're being. And that would be consistent with more confidence in the stock moving higher. If you go lower in your put strike, you're giving yourself more room before you would mount losses. And again, with options, there's always a trade-off. There's a give and take. The higher you go in strike, the more aggressive you can be and the more premium you can receive, but your losses will start to incur quicker. If you move lower to be more conservative and you choose your short put strike at a lower level, you have more room to the downside, but you will receive a lower credit, which means the call strike on the other side would likely have to go higher to get even money. Now, as far as your long put, once you've determined that short put strike and where you're comfortable with the stock not breaching through to the downside, then your long call strike is how much risk are you willing to take overall? As we said, the full width of that spread is going to be your maximum loss. So once you've determined a level in the underlying price that you believe the stock will not breach through to the downside, that becomes your put short strike, then the width of that put spread is going to determine your total loss, and that's going to be chosen by your risk tolerance. Once you have that outlined and you have your short strike and your long put strike, you can then determine what credit can I get for that spread. Then you can look to the call side and look to see what prices are available. Can I get this done at even money at a strike price I'm comfortable with, or can I even get it done for a small credit or maybe even a small debit? You'd have to analyze that and see what call strike is available to you for about the same level of premium you would get once you've chosen your put spread strikes.
Okay. I mean, makes perfect sense. And, of course, you know, our examples are even money, but you could do this thing for a debit, a credit, and that would obviously be impacted by the different strikes you choose. So makes good sense. And I like that one phrase you use, your risk tolerance. Always critical for investors to understand themselves and how much risk they're comfortable with. So thanks for that, too. One other aspect of this. I mean, two examples. One was 6 months out. The second one was a year out. You have any particular time frame that you prefer? It doesn't matter. What do you think about time?
Well, time is a good question. Certainly, since this is roughly even money, theta is not going to be a major concern for you. So what you want to make sure you have here is enough time for the stock to rally in your favor. Your objective is to capitalize on that upside move. You're aggressively bullish or potentially aggressively bearish play with the long option. That's how you're trying to make money on this, is to have your long outright option be in the money and profit handsomely for you. So you want to give yourself enough time. Your market outlook is going to help you determine that. So generally, you're looking out a little bit further than your short-term weekly options, but it would be determined by what your market outlook is. Now, I'll also say, as far as time, Joe, you can stagger the expiration dates if you choose to do so. For example, in the numbers I gave earlier for our stock at 75, we sold the 70-60 put spread. We bought the 85 call. We could buy an 85 call that is closer to expiration than the put spread we sell. If we did that, then we'd have a better chance at doing this for a credit, or even buying a lower strike call for the same $4 that we received in the put spread. Now, you'd have two different expiration dates to deal with, but if you were comfortable with that from a long-term bullish perspective, you could stagger your expiration dates. So I answered the questions in a couple of ways there. If you're going to use the same expiration, you want to use your market analysis to help you define what that expiration date is, and you want to make sure you're giving yourself enough time for that stock to move in the direction you think it's going to go. If you're going to stagger your expiration dates, you don't have as much time, but you'll have an easier opportunity to execute this three-way at even money or potentially for a net credit.
Well, good to know to have those various choices as well. Goodness knows, with a million plus strike prices out there, we got lots of choices.
That's true.
Well, it is indeed. Try to keep it simple, investors. How about, you know, anything else? I mean, I think, you know, we touched on the risk quite well, the time frame. Anything else you want to, you know, mention about the strategy before we wrap it up?
Well, the only thing I want to mention, and I say this for most strategies that we teach at OIC, is most of the numbers and the analysis of risk and profit potential looks out to expiration. But certainly, if you're trading multiple contracts especially, there could be opportunities to manage this position prior to expiration. For example, if the stock does move higher very quickly in the near term and the put spread side of your three-way drops in price significantly, you can keep your eyes on that and buy back the put spread for very little cost. If you get a move in the near term, you can actually also sell one or two or some of the call options that you own and start to scale out of that as the stock rallies. Most of the time, or I should say frequently, there are opportunities to tweak and adjust the position prior to getting to expiration. So it's always worth mentioning that. And then also, Joe, I'll just say this spread, I think, is a good example of just how flexible options can be. At the Options Industry Council website or other educational sites that listeners may use, you can use options to dip into your toolbox and put two strategies together, or take one piece of one and one piece of another and put them together that fits your market outlook. And that's just an example of just how flexible and customizable the product is and why they're so exciting to use.
Well said, Ed. Really great job explaining the concept of the three-way. Appreciated a great deal. Thanks for joining us today on Strategy Spotlight.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Next, let's upgrade your options toolbox with cutting-edge trading platforms, devices, and information. Let's talk about tools, resources, and good reads.
In today's tools, resources, and good reads, we'll start with a research tool that's been on the market for a few years. It's the backtesting software from Delphian Trading. Software allows you to do research on your favorite stock, index, and ETFs, along with powerful backtesting capacity to support your option position ideas. You can find more about this tool at DelphianTrading.com. That's Delphian, D-E-L-P-H-I-A-N, Trading.com. Now I'm going back to the OIC website for today's resource at optionseducation.org. Those of you who are regular listeners know how valuable I think the implied volatility charts are. Remember, implied volatility levels define the amount of time premium in all option prices. The vol charts give you a great snapshot of the current level of the time premium in all your option positions. Go to optionseducation.org, hit menu in the top left corner, then go to section 10. The options, quotes, and calculator section, you'll find historic and implied volatility halfway down the list. And finally, our good read today, high probability option strategies for busy people, comes from Ashok Yarlagada. Ashok brings his engineering background to his first book. He combines option strategies with technical indicators that he uses and explains quite clearly. I like the combination of the two. Check it out if you have time. High Probability Option Strategies for Busy People by Ashok Yarlagada. That's today's tools, resources, and good reads.
We love connecting with our listeners. With that in mind, let's take a moment to answer a few questions on OIC's Wide World of Options Q&A segment.
We're happy to respond to two listener questions in today's industry happenings. Our first question comes from Vazaris, who asks, do you think there's one thing that all options traders do that's a mistake? Well, Vazaris, I'm going to assume your question is asking from a retail option trader's perspective. One mistake I think far too many of us make is focusing on how much I'll make on a particular position versus a more balanced analysis to focus at least as much on how much can I lose in a position along with upside profit potential. Thinking risk before profit served me quite well on the floor for 23 years. So I would urge you, please consider that same mindset. And I appreciate the question, Vazaris. Our second question comes from Stripe 3, who asks, is it safe to say most professional traders are short premium? And by professional traders, we're talking options traders, of course. So let me start by defining short premium. When I talk short premium, I'm talking the overall net dollars in that position. So I could be long less expensive short-dated options and short more expensive longer-dated options, and I'd be short premium. In a position like that, what else is true? Well, I'd be long gamma, long theta, and short volatility. Now, I may or may not be net long options. Keep in mind, net short option positions carry far more risk and require lots more capital to hold. There are, I won't say countless, but many, many option contract combinations that could net short premium. I would urge you to look beyond just the short premium aspect of the position, because the short premium label itself doesn't really say near enough about how that position works as the underlying moves up, down, or sideways. Are you long or short gamma? Long or short theta? Long or short volatility? The devil, and frankly, the fun is indeed in the details. The short premium label by itself doesn't mean that much. Now, as far as your question, I'd say most professional option traders are indeed short premium. I'd say, you know, yes, they are. But then I turn around and ask you, what's the gamma, theta, and volatility positions coming from those short premium positions? Thanks for this question, Stripe 3. That's today's industry happenings.
Ready for a little nostalgia? It's time to take a look back.
In today's looking back, if you don't mind, I'd like to tell you what motivated me 3+ years ago to start OIC's Wide World of Options. The idea started with my desire to talk to investors about option strategies in some depth. So the Strategy Spotlight segment was born. This segment gave me an opportunity to reach out to traders and educators to discuss an option strategy for, say, you know, at least 15 minutes, enough time to get into the weeds, talk nuances and details that many of our listeners maybe hadn't considered in the past. So for me, Wide World of Options was all about Strategy Spotlight. As I developed the show concept with my colleague, Lisha Nicole, we added other segments that we thought would add to our listeners' base of knowledge on options, as well as industry current events and overall history of the markets. Lisha and I settled on 4 or 5 segments per show: Profiles and Perspectives, where I introduced industry professionals who listeners may not know and sometimes maybe didn't even know the firms that they were working for. Another segment, Industry Happenings, began as an industry current events segment, but as it evolved, it really has turned into a segment where we get a chance to answer a few of our listener questions. Many come in each month. We love your questions. We really enjoy answering them. I would urge you, please keep them coming. That's the industry happening segment. And then the looking back segment is just that, an opportunity to talk about the options business as well as the stock market history. I always enjoy talking, you know, the history of the markets. And finally, tools, resources, and good reads is just that, an opportunity to share some of the things that I've come across over the years in the industry. So that's what I was thinking when this began 3+ years ago. I'd like to thank my OIC colleagues, especially Alicia, for doing so much work behind the scenes. Thanks to the Options Insider Network for producing the show each month, and my many, many guests who've offered their insights and expertise. I invite all of you to continue to be loyal listeners to our program under Ed Modula's leadership. And finally, a big thank you to all of you, our listeners, who tune in regularly to WhyWorld of Options. We certainly couldn't do this without you. Thanks for listening. That's today's Looking Back.
You've been listening to the Options Industry Council's Wide World of Options. If you have questions about anything you've heard on today's show, email Joe Burgoyne at options@theocc.com or visit optionseducation.org and chat with Investor Services. Interested in connecting with OIC on social media? Like the OIC page on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter at options_edu and Instagram at optionseducation, and follow their page on LinkedIn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the next episode of Wide World of Options.
The preceding program was a production of the Options Insider Radio Network. For more quality options programs, visit www.theoptionsinsider.com or search for Options Insider Radio Network in your podcast provider of choice. Listeners can also access all of our programming through our mobile app, available in iTunes and on Google Play. Don't forget to follow along with your favorite programs and submit your own questions for the hosts at twitter.com/options, facebook.com/The Options Insider, or via questions@theoptionsinsider.com.